Here's the Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 19th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 72 points, 0.6%. It closed at 11,504. Nicolas Sarkozy told elected officials in Paris today that there's a snag in negotiations to rig up a new system to bring financial stability to Europe. The French president then flew to Germany for more talks. A European Union summit is set for this weekend. The S&P 500 fell 15 points, 1.25%. The NASDAQ Composite Index down 53 points, 2%. Blame Apple computer sales, which were not intergalactically fabulous. Apple stock down 5.6% today. The last 3 months has been dominated by huge daily moves in key stock indexes. 2% up and down keeps showing up like some bipolar condition. Look even today at the NASDAQ. Economist Karen Shaw-Petru with Federal Financial Analytics in Washington sees investors in search of a guiding star.
The market, I think, is just holding its breath. I mean, you continue to see a lot of strains in the financial sector that don't show up in the day-to-day Dow numbers or in some of the moment-to-moment indicators, but the markets are so volatile right now, and they're moment-to-moment trading markets. They're really not telling you a lot about the economy, in my opinion.
Also, there's word today that inflation in America is not dead and buried. Consumer prices went up 0.3% in September. Much of that was food and fuel, which some experts like to ignore because they jump around a lot from month to month. Karen is not one of those experts.
I understand why the Fed looks at inflation on a core, not a broader index basis, because the month-to-month figures are very volatile and monetary policy lags.
By the way, core being when you take out food and energy, yeah.
Exactly. But it's what we all eat, and it's how we heat our houses. So it's what make each of us wake up in the morning and figure out what we can spend. And that is a really critical macroeconomic factor.
Now, I have talked to economists who think we need more inflation in the United States. You don't sound like one of those.
I mean, I think it might be like needing more weight so you keep warmer. You know, it's not a good thing. We need a better policy of balanced macroeconomic and financial regulatory frameworks and not emergency desperation plays like just trying to see if we could do what happened in the late 1970s again with huge inflationary spikes and this time not have it turn out so bad.
Economist Karen Shaw-Petru. And somebody got cheered up by the lower long-term interest rates engineered by the Federal Reserve, people who build new homes, also known as developers. Groundbreaking on new homes went up 15% in September, the biggest spike in nearly a year and a half. That said, much of this was construction on new apartment complexes, often the sort that people rent when the economy's not so good. Single-family housing starts remained low. Now it's time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. Children of the 80s may recall the time-traveling DeLorean from the movie Back to the Future. DeLorean went kaput in 1982, but the Texas company that bought the brand now plans to relaunch the gull-winged car as an electric. Sticker price $90,000 for the electric DeLorean is strengthening the Marketplace Daily Pulse today. You can find out more about the current DeLorean company and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy. Go to our website, Marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.